Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Lita Bell, joining you with another podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. You know, there's many of us right now, chosen ones, is going to a state of what must I do? Where must I go? And I hear God says, be still. Oh, little one, and know that I am God. There are so many of us right now is going to a decision that has to be made for this next season. I don't know about you and you out there, but I'm in a decision that's going to cost me my salvation. And I'm asking the Lord, what must I do? Where must I go? But I hear the Lord saying, just be still, oh my little one. And know that I am the Lord thy God, who made heaven and earth. I've been in a transition, and it seems like my feet was always kind of unsure, because I've been to many ministries. And now that the transition is to an end, where there's no more running, there's no more this place and that place and this place, I'm asking the Lord to place me into a ministry where I can finally settle, where I can finally do ministry, where I can finally be at peace, where I can finally do the thing that God has called me to do. It's not about people, places, and things. It is about my salvation. Let me say this again. It is not about people, places, or things. It is about my salvation. Because when my salvation is lost, when my salvation is lost, then I don't have anything. Because when I don't have God, I don't have nothing. And so I'm sitting in a quiet place because my mind of this decision is like, what do I do, my Lord? Where do I go? Because I don't want to base my decision off of an emotion, off of flesh. And I've been going through this for such a long time. Just where do I belong at? And I can admit my mind in this particular area has been so mighty confused, and I have missed church. I just stop going. Because I said, Lord, I feel you want me to move, but I'm unsure. But I'd rather be in a place, in a quiet place, than to be somewhere that I'll grow, than to be in a place where I'm out of the will of God. And so the time that I missed in church, dear Lord, I say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But please honor me, because this is my salvation that we're talking about. Because if I walk back into something that I can't get out of, I already told the Lord, it's no turning back. I'm going back out in the world. I'm going back to that familiar place. I'm going back to the things, how they used was. I got a lot of writing on this. And I need to be sure. So I'm sitting at the feet of my Father until I see the manifestation of what I've been praying about. Because when I lose my salvation, I'm losing my God, and I love God with all my heart. Yeah, I love my God. I'm not talking about an idol God. I'm not talking about a false God. I'm talking about the true and living God that dwells on the inside of me. I love God. I want to be obedient to my Savior. I want to be obedient to my Master, the one that died on the cross for me and shed in his very blood. It pays a price to be obedient. I never want to be disobedient in the eyesight of God. When it comes down to thy salvation, and I'd rather be still and know that he is God. I'm going to wait right here. And right now I'm at his feet. I'm at his throne, waiting for the manifestation to come to pass, waiting for the right door to open so I can go. Oh, this is the crossover out of Egypt and into the promised land. Oh, wait, I say upon the Lord. Woo! And I'm going to wait right here. Does anybody feel like that too? That you're waiting on something to come to pass, but God is requiring you just be still. just be still, my little one. Can you be still until your answer comes? Can you be still when you're going through pain? Can you be still when you're unsure? Can you be still when it seems like all your faith is gone? Can you be still when you seem like there's no peace no more? Can you be still while you seem to be suffering in the place of trying to figure things out? Can you be still until God gives you the answer that you've been praying for, the answer that you fasted for? Can you be still? Can you? I don't know about you, but I'm gonna be still until my Master answers. Until he opened the door to the promise. I want to be obedient to my Father. Do you want to be obedient too? Sometimes we just got to wait and just be still. Don't matter what no one says when you know what you and God have talked about. What you confess to the Lord. Sometimes you got to go on a sabbatical journey until your answer comes. Just you and God. And for me, it just ties into all my podcasts that I have made. Jesus and me experiences. Right now, I'm at the end. And I can say I can feel the bruises. I can feel the uncertainty. I can feel discouraged. And I'm relying not on my strength, but the strength of my Lord and Jesus. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This ain't my strength. This is all God that's keeping me lifted up. Safe and secure. Until my answer comes. Until the manifestation comes out of this. So for anybody that's out there, that's waiting on something, just be still. Just be still and know that God is God and God alone. And if we trust him, if we really trust him, we're going to trust in his leading. We're going to trust that he's going to come through for us. No matter what we may be feeling right now, we may be feeling discouraged. We may be feeling sadness. We may be feeling unsure of some things. We may be blindsided on some things. We might be confused on some things. We might have to suffer on some things. But that's all the part of trusting. And that's all a part of being still. And knowing that he is God. Oh, just be still. And know I am God. Just be still. And know I am God. Just be still and know. His ways ain't like our ways. Our thoughts are not like his thoughts. Because he's God. And for that we need to trust him. Sometimes the tears may roll down our face. But we still gotta trust him. We may be feeling anxious on the inside, but we still gotta trust him. And old Satan, he don't play fair. This morning I was sitting in my bed. And I was just going back into time. And suicide tried to creep up on me. Because the spirit of sadness was on me so heavy. The spirit of confusion was on me so heavy. And old Lucy.
Lucifer, he don't play fair. And he told me to write a letter. Because nobody loves me. And God don't love me. And nobody's in my corner. Nobody's fighting for me. And he told me to write a letter. First he told me to write it. This long letter. Saying that I love everybody. And walk. Somewhere. And never come back. The second attempt, the devil came again. And he whispered and said these words. Your life ain't worth living. Take these pills. And kill yourself. And I began to shake my head, not this time, Satan. I may be feeling a sadness. I may feel like God ain't there right now because of a decision I gotta make. But look how far I've come, Satan. Look how far I persevere. The many days I battled in the mind. The many days I battled with suicidal thoughts. The many days where I felt unloved, but I made it through the grace of God. And you mean to tell me I'm going to throw it all away? Not this time, devil. I may suffer from depression, but it ain't going to end me. Because I declare I'm coming out alive and well, saith the Lord. Oh, the devil, he knows the weakest elements was my mind. The stronghold has always been in the battlefield of the mind. And I said, and I shook my head, not this time, devil. I don't care how uncomfortable I get. I don't care how unstable I get. I don't care what people and places or things feel about me. I ain't turning back now. I'm only pressing forward. I'm only going in. And I'm going to come out victorious. Because I know, just because I feel like God ain't there, that's when he says the most. Holding me up when I can't hold myself up. When I can't think clearly, oh, he's my mind right now. When I feel just like I'm just unsure about a situation, my God is right there. Keep crying on him. Keep crying. Keep crying and crying out to the Lord. Oh, just be still. And know, just to know, just to know, just to know that he is God and God alone. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. He is Yahshua. He is the Master. He is the Redeemer. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Ashana. He is the Eroiim. Oh, he's baby Jesus, who was born in a manger. Oh, that's the Savior I'm talking about. And for that, I know he cut me. I know that he has me. Despite of the feeling, I know that he has me. Believe that too. That you know that God has you. And we're all safe in his arms. Oh, just be still. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. Just be still. Because when we are still, that's when God is going to come to the very rescue. It could be the day that he comes. It could be tomorrow when he comes. It could be a week when he comes. It could be 2 weeks when he comes. It could be 4 weeks when he comes. It could be a year when he comes. But just know your answer is going to come if you be still and know. Just to know that he is God. And that answer is going to come when you wait on him. Your answer is going to come when you wait on him. Yeah. Woo. It's just in the stillness. Sometimes you got to rest in a quiet place. Just you and God, and don't worry about people, places, and things. It's just you and God, your relationship with God. Oh, Lord. He gonna come. He gonna come in your darkest hour. He's gonna come when the tears won't stop falling. He's gonna come when you feel depressed and worn out. But sometimes you gotta pray and cry, pray and cry, pray and cry, pray and cry. Because sometimes he's looking at your obedience. Sometimes he's looking at the sacrifice to see if you're gonna stop praying. To see if you're going to stop crying. Depression might be there, but he's going to see. Are you still going to pray to him? Are you still going to talk to him and confess your every need and worry to him? Sometimes he's looking at your obedience to him. He's looking at the way you're suffering to get to him. To get to the answer that you need. Are you going to be obedient? Are you going to stop because the devil told you to stop? Are you going to stop because you're getting a lot of weary days? Are you going to stop because the Lucifer is whispering in your ear? Are you going to stop because depression seems to wear you down? Are you going to stop because you're feeling uncomfortable? Are you going to stop? No, this is the time now that you push and you be still. This is the time now. This is the time where you be still. And just know that he's God. You gotta trust it. You gotta trust it. The Bible says that he'll give you the desires of your heart. What are you trying to get from your father? What are you trying to receive from your father? What you waiting on God to do? Are you going to wait? Or are you going to just go because you want to go? It requires you to wait on the Lord. The Bible also says that he'll never leave you. nor will he forsake you. And I've been saying these Bible scriptures because I'm waiting on the Lord. And I always put that in my prayer. God, you said in your word, you said that you'll never leave me, nor will you forsake me. And so, God, if this prayer reaches heaven, God, I need you to do this for me. I don't know when you're going to do it. But you said, oh God, you said that you'll give me the desires of my heart. I'm coming with pure intentions. I'm coming honest. I'm coming to you as a little child. Because in your eyesight, God, that's all I ever am, as a child. I'm not some kind of adult that knows everything. No, I'm just a little bitty baby. When it comes down to you, Savior, and I'm waiting on something, something that only you can do for me. Not what man could do to me and for me. Not what flesh can do for me. But what the Spirit can do. And so God, I'm going to wait right here until the answer comes. To everyone that's listening to this podcast and you feel this message is for you. And you're unsure of some things. Just be still. And know that he is God. Because he's seeing through your suffering. Are you going to wait on him? He's not going to see if you're going to turn your back on him. Because, oh, devil, he was talking to me to give it all up. They said, God ain't real. But I know it ain't Satan that's giving me the breath of life. It is the Lord that is doing so. And I ain't gonna turn my back on him just because the suffering is getting deep. Just because the crucifixion is getting mighty. Just because the depression just seems like it ain't getting better. But I love God, and I know he'll take care of it after a while. Because through the tears, and through the wondering, and through the suffering, God has already gone before me to make the pathway straight. While I'm wondering, when is it going to come? God already knows the day and the hour when the answer shall appear. Because he's God. He orchestrated this. He ordained this. And for that, I must wait. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Oh, can we wait, y'all? Can we just be still and wait on him? When we're unsure, can we wait on him? When we feel like he ain't there, can we wait on him? When it seems like it ain't never gonna end, can we wait on him? With testing and trials on every side, can we wait on him? When we feel weary and let down, can we wait on him? When our heart is broken in two, can we wait on him? Can we wait on him while our feet seem heavy? Can we wait on him? Can we wait on him when it seems like the weight is upon our shoulders and it seems real heavy? Can we wait on him? Can we wait on him when the devil seems to come on every side and whisper in our ears that God ain't there? Can we wait on him? Can we wait on him when the doctor gave you a bad report? Can we wait on him for him to turn it around? There may be a bill that's due, and we don't know where the money's coming from. Can we wait on him? Can we wait on him? Well, we might not be in the best of the mind. Can we wait on him to heal the mind? Can we wait on him? When we're waiting upon the answer and decision that needs to be made, can we wait on him? Can we wait? Can we wait? Can we wait on him? Can we wait on him just a little while longer? I don't know about you, but I'm going to wait upon the Lord. Until that answer comes. Until that breakthrough comes. Until that manifestation comes. Until victory comes. Oh, I'm going to wait right here. I'm going to wait right here. Yeah. I'm going to wait at the well. Woo! Well, I never run dry. I'm going to wait at the cross where my Savior lay. Away. I will lay my burdens down to him because I know each problem and concern. Woo! Oh, I'm going to rest on my Jesus. I'm going to lay my head on my Jesus. For such a time as this, until the answer comes. Go on and rest, oh chosen ones, that may be listening, that feel like I feel. Rest on Jesus. This is the hour and the opportunity where we got to rest. I head on sweet Jesus and just be still in him. And know that he is God. God is a gentleman. Oh, he's so sweet. He's the perfect gentleman I ever met. Woo! And he just understands it all. He's the perfect lullaby. When tears seems to roll, when I just don't understand it, he's the perfect lullaby. And he soothes my fears on every situation. And when I feel like he isn't there, that's when he's soothing me the most. He's right there. Oh, chosen ones. This is the hour where the devil wants us to slip up and to give up. Oh, he don't play fair. The devil wants us to slip up and give up on everything that God has promised us. But I'm declaring upon the atmosphere that we keep moving ahead and we keep our head up high and say, oh, devil, I am not going to give up. I'm commanding my morning. I shall live and not die. Sometimes we got to declare upon the atmosphere that I shall live and not die. See, poison can be our portion, meaning death. And I choose not to poison anything in my mouth. I want that blessing assurance in my mouth to know that God is going to do it for me. And when God is going to do it for me, I must not give up. I must not surrender to the devil. See, right now in this crucial hour, the devil wants us to surrender to him. Want us to bow down to him. Lay at his feet. Lay at his throne with all his fallen angels. But I don't know about you. I ain't surrendering to the devil. I'm surrendering to the one who gave me the breath of life. And that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. A man from Galilee. I don't know about you, but I didn't come too far. I've been through death doors and back. I've been through so much in my lifetime. And you mean to tell me I'm going to turn around because I seem to be confused? I'm going to surrender to that old devil because I don't know what to do. No, it's time. To get on our face and knees and cry out like never before until the answer comes. Sometimes you gotta be still and know that God is God alone and he's gonna be there if you want him there. I don't know about you, but I want my God there. And I know my answer's gonna come. And I'm not giving up, I'm not giving in. I'm claiming the victory on today. Claim the victory to, O chosen ones. Claim your victory on today, chosen one. That victory is yours. I told Satan to get thee behind. Because victory is mine. And when victory is yours, just keep our head up. Because God ain't gonna let us get too deep to where he can't find us. And God's gonna hand you the victory. He's gonna hand you the answer. If we just stay in his will and be obedient. And so on today, little children, little one, just be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that I am God. No matter what it is, just be still and know that I am God. Just be still when it's heavy. Just be still. Just be still. Rest upon me. I'm going to give you the rest you want. Oh, rest upon me. Lay it on down on and to me. And I'm going to give you rest. Just be still. Just be still. Just be still. Your requirement is just be still. Testing may come, but just be still. Trials and tribulations may come and appear, but just be still and know that I am the Lord thy God. Just be still. And rest your head upon me, and I shall give you the rest that you're looking for. Just be still. And know that I am God. No matter what it comes your way, just be still and know that I am God. Just rest upon me. Chosen one, rest upon me, and I will give you rest. I will give you what you're looking for, but you gotta be still. Some may be going through a state of finding your way, but just be still and know that I am God. Some may be going through things in the mind, but just be still and know that I am God. Some may be going through sicknesses in their body, but just be still and know that I am God. Some may be looking for a direction, but just be still and know that I am God. Some may be going through battles in their homes, but just be still and know that I am God. Some may be going through situation upon situation and seem like you can't catch a break, but just be still and know that I am God, because I am God. I rule the earth. I rule heaven. And just be still and know that I am God. Oh, just be still and know that I am God. If you gotta cry, just be still. Sometimes you gotta be misunderstood, but just be still. Because when you're still, that's when I'm coming for you. I'm coming with that answer. I'm coming with that situation to a problem. When you're still, confess it all to me and lay it down. And be still. And know that. And know that I am God. And God alone. Rest upon me. In this crucial hour, rest upon me. And I will give you rest. Wait. I say upon the Lord, and I shall renew your strength. So just rest. Oh, for a little while. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Rest in my stillness. Rest in my glory. Rest in my peace. Rest in my honor. Rest in the things that I have for you. Just lay your head upon me. Oh, little one. Rest. And I shall give you complete rest.